with Jonathan Knight and Malia Jean, and joining us on the phone, Iowa native Landon Castle. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, you're welcome.
How
Thanks
you doing?
For having me on. I'm doing good. We're counting down the days to head to Daytona, pretty much. But it's a rainy morning in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm headed to get some coffee and go to the pool and work out.
Wait a minute. Go to the pool and work out?
What
do they have at the pool that you would work out on that involves driving to the left all the time?
I swim a lot, so.
Oh, okay.
You got to stay in good shape, you know, mash those pedals, right?
That's right.
Now, you are originally from Cedar Rapids, and you have been racing your whole life.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. Come on. 3-4 years old?
Yeah, pretty much. I started out in go-karts and been racing all over. I started racing in Iowa at Hawkeye Downs Speedway and raced on dirt track all over Iowa in go-karts and a little bit of everything. And it sure did escalate into something.
Yeah, I'll say. Now you're racing with the big boys.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm just super fortunate. I'm really, really happy to race in NASCAR and for Front Row Motorsports. And this is my second year with the team, so I'm really excited about that. I've got pretty much the same group of guys together that I had last year. And except this year, we've got 18 races with Love's Travel Stops, which is kind of their the main sponsor at Front Row Motorsports that's been around for quite a while. And when they came to me in the offseason and said, hey, we want to work with you next year on your car, I was like, jumped at the opportunity. So Love's is a really good partner, and I'm excited to work with them.
Cool. Does that mean you have a bright yellow car this year?
I will have a bright yellow car and a bright yellow suit, and I'm trying to negotiate some sort of gas card, but I don't know if that's going to work out. But I'm sure they'll give me all the free showers that I want.
Oh, there you go, at the truck stops. Yeah, that's nice.
Right.
Oh, well, that's cool. So going back to your history with racing, so you started out with the go-karts, but what else have you raced? You've raced a lot of different things along the way.
Well, I mean, I've raced modified on dirt and asphalt. I've raced late models. I've driven dirt late models, or I've never raced one. I've raced Legends cars. Once I moved up kind of racing professionally, I've raced in ARCA and the Xfinity series. And like you said, I've kind of driven a little bit of everything. I've just kind of had to be a professional race car driver these last 10 years, pretty much. And anything I can get into to make a living racing is what I'm willing to do. So the last few years, like I said, I've been really fortunate to be racing in the Cup Series, and that's been pretty cool. I mean, the Daytona 500 is coming up in just a couple weeks, and it'll be my fourth Daytona 500, and that's just a really special event. I'm usually pretty beside myself the day of. You know, if you can ever go to that race and capture the energy of that event, it's definitely worth it. Or otherwise, you just watch it on Fox. But still,
either way,
still pretty amazing.
Or you can listen to it on Kix 101.1 as well. We had the pleasure of talking to Chip Weil last week about the day preparations for the Daytona 500, and that's a nice. He promised us he'd get us all access passes if we came down to the show.
So when you see him, do you ask him about that for us?
Yeah, definitely.
Check that.
Don't worry, I've got his cell phone number. I can give it to you right now if you want it.
No, we have it too. We just want to make sure we have friends in high places.
That's right.
The more you guys, talk to some of your comrades out there. You know, your pit crew guys, you know, talk to some of the other drivers. Tell them, hey, I talked to these two on the radio. They seem pretty square. Let's get them down here on the track.
Right, exactly.
And I got
to
say,
whatever Chip promised you, I'll make sure I hold him to it.
Okay.
You are awesome. You're
cool.
I
got to say, my full race driving experience, Landon, has to do with driving a late model simulator at Iowa Speedway. And
oh, very cool.
Yeah. That was my one racing experience. I laughed the whole time because it was just the most ridiculous thing. It was kind of like my experience with video games. A lot of crashing and screaming. So I'm glad that you're holding it down on the professional end, because I got no skills.
You got it.
So, like, let me ask you, the first time that you you just get signed up, you just signed your contract, you're getting into your car, or you're just coming out of the bus, and when did it hit you that this is the big time? This is NASCAR. Oh, there goes that guy. There goes Junior. oh my God, I am here?
I feel like I've had a couple of those moments, you know, because I don't think, I definitely wouldn't say that that moment has ever come and passed for me. It happens to me quite often where I'm just like, man, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be selling used cars in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know, with my dad.
Did you ever run into the back of him and say, oh, I'm sorry, sir, junior, sir, did you ever think that? No,
I don't know about that, but I mean, I would definitely say the first time I started at Daytona was that kind of experience. And then my first time just on the track in practice, lining up for practice, actually, at my first cup race, I kind of had that feeling where I was sitting on pit road waiting for practice to start. I think I was lined up behind Jeff Gordon or something, and I kind of had that feeling that it's like, man, I'm used to watching this on TV from the other side, and now here I am.
Nice. Well, Landon, Iowa is proud of you. We'll be keeping an eye on your progress this year. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thanks a lot. You guys have a good morning.